Good morning, listeners. What annoys you about the people you work with? Is it the way they suck up to the boss, or the way they get other people to do things that they should be doing? Today, we're going to be talking about how people feel about their colleagues with Anne Gates, who is head of human resources at Redcom, a large international telecommunications company specializing in the manufacture of computer chips, employing nearly 2,000 people in this country alone. So, Anne, how long have you worked for Redcom?
For well over 20 years now. I got my first job there in 1981. It was my first job in personnel, and the first task I was given was to conduct a survey into employees' attitudes to their colleagues. I decided to do a similar survey again this year, and it's been fascinating to see the changes in people's feelings over this period.
So, how have things changed?
Well, in the past, there was a very noticeable difference between the attitudes of men and those of women. For example, women regularly reported that they couldn't stand office gossip. At least 76% of the women I interviewed said that they tried to avoid colleagues who wasted time on this, and they felt their behaviour had a very negative effect on the atmosphere at work. Surprisingly, perhaps, their male colleagues, on the other hand, were much less likely to be annoyed by this. They expressed particular objections to people jamming the photocopier. 60% of men said that their working life would be considerably improved if they knew the machine would always be in working order whenever they needed to use it.
They both sound pretty annoying things. Don't people still complain about them?
Very little, in fact. The most striking thing from the recent survey was that men and women today share the same pet hate, which is that they detest being emailed by colleagues who are sitting at the next desk. They wish they would just speak to them instead. There are still some differences between men and women's attitudes, though. Men, for example, are much more likely to complain about their colleagues' choice of radio station. This rarely bothers women, who don't seem to mind what people opt to listen to while they're working. Women are irritated much more by those people who always let everyone else make the tea. They report that they would be much less likely to agree to cover for such people, as they see them as fundamentally selfish.
How significant do you really think that these complaints are?
Actually, I think they are very significant indeed. Unfortunately, we didn't do this with the first survey, but this time round, we took the opportunity to ask our interviewees what they would be prepared to do without if they could work somewhere where all their colleagues were sympathetic. Over half of those we questioned said that they would be ready to give up a week's holiday for this. We were amazed, as we know how important time off is for all of us. Rather fewer, but still 26%, said they would agree to be paid less if it would improve their working environment.
So, is Redcom planning to do anything to improve working relationships, given their clear importance to employees?
Yes, we take the results very seriously. So much so that we have organised a workshop on employee relationships. All our staff will be obliged to attend it, and we hope that it will, to some extent, make our company a happier working environment.
That is the end of part 2.